The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
A willingness to include the entire experience of the body now. Breathing in, feeling the whole body just as it is. And while breathing out, this willingness to be open, to receive the whole body just as it is. And we don't need to force the breathing. It's a real relief to be able to trust the natural rhythm of breathing. The body knows how to breathe. And there's the sense of ventilating the experience of the body with a kind presence. And of course, to do this, we have to be willing to put everything else down. Thoughts about the past, thoughts about the future, judgments, even analyzing the practice, all that, that heavy weight really, all that weight we willingly put down in order to simply feel the breath as it is, open to the experience of the whole body as we're breathing in, opening, receiving the whole body as we breathe out, and learning how to sustain this simple, kind, mindful presence. Using this particular training ground, being aware of the body, being aware of the breath as sensation here in the body. It's no small thing to learn how to be aware of the body, aware of the breathing process without, out of habit, without feeling the need to control things or to get tight in any way. It is possible to be present without being tight, without feeling the compulsive need to control, to fix, to judge, to hold on. This beautiful art of being both intimate and relaxed, clearly aware and relaxed, letting things be and relaxed, letting everything come and go in the heart, in the mind that's relaxed or trusting. So use the particular training ground. Sometimes when the mind is more wild, more agitated, you need to be quite devoted to the training ground, breathing in, sensing the whole body just as it is, while breathing out, sensing the whole body just as it is. But at other times when the mind is more stable, more clear, more relaxed, then you don't need to be as devoted to the particular training ground of the body and the breath. So as other experiences arise, sound, sight, thought, emotion, then just be aware of that arising. Oh, this is being known. Noticing how experiences arise and then they cease, and that nobody needs to be in charge, that the wisdom in the mind knows that things come and go, and that it's safe to relax with this coming and going of thought, emotion, sight, sound, or whatever, sensation. Even if it's intense or difficult at times, or pleasant at times, everything can have permission to come and go. So let's continue in silence now for a while. sense, if you can, an open and an open and tender space right here. The mind, the heart that is willing to include what's being felt, willing to feel what's here to feel. Not closing itself off, not posing some view, but just a willingness for the mind, the sensitive mind, the sensitive heart to be open and touched by what comes and goes. Although we wouldn't normally name it this way, so much of meditation practice is learning how to be vulnerable. Vulnerable to our own experience as it is actually showing up. The emotions, the mental content, the sensations of the body, and all the different aspects, all the different elements of what's showing up. To be both aware, intimate, and relaxed. In other words, not being in a contentious or distracted relationship with things as they are. So we can notice a real sense of integrity or self-honesty in sitting here right in the middle, a real sense of vulnerability and tenderness that comes with that vulnerability. Sense of the mind being open, not defining things, not dependent on a fixed view. So for the last minute or so, just seeing for yourself what freedom, what experience of freedom, release, the release of the mind struggling with experience. What experience of freedom is available now, here in the body and the mind? And if there's a experience of tightness, then instead of thinking that that's in the way of being free, be curious about, can the mind, heart, be free with this tightness? What would that look like or feel like? There's a basic maxim in practice. When in doubt, connect. Or when in doubt of how to practice, look for something that's already here, already happening, already being felt, and practice opening being a little less defended, a little bit more interested. Realizing this is how it is, this body and mind, the conditions of this life, it's like this now. Can this be okay?